Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In attacking the Philistine outpost, Jonathan and his armor-bearer had certainly poked the hornet's nest. Listen to the description, quote, "And there was trembling in the camp, in the field, and among all the people. The garrison and the raiders also trembled, and the earth quaked, so that it was a very great trembling." 1 Samuel 14:15. Saul's watchmen at Gibeah were amazed at what they saw. Quote, "There was the multitude, melting away, and they went here and there." Verse 16. Saul couldn't understand it. He certainly hadn't caused this seismic event. Who might be behind this? When the roll was called, quote, "Surprisingly, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there." Verse 17. So Saul called for the priest, perhaps to get directions from the Lord. But the king was off schedule again. The battle was already in full swing. The trembling caused by the two brave men shook the Hebrew turncoats who had sided with the Philistines, and they came back to the Israeli side. Verse 21. The ones hiding in their Ephraimite caves gained courage and joined the ranks too. The Philistine army was routed and fled, and, quote, "The Lord saved Israel that day." Verse 23. But Saul not only didn't help, he seriously hindered the cause. Quote, "The men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had placed the people under oath, saying, 'Cursed is the man who eats any food until evening, before I have taken vengeance on my enemies.'" Verse 24. "Your enemies, Saul? Oh, the distress caused among God's people when someone turns from simply doing God's will to their own private agenda. It is these who rob the saints not only of clear and certain victories over the enemy, but also withhold from them the Lord's judgments that are, quote, "sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." Psalm 19, verses 9 and 10.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.